We're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, 8:1. Eil Devarim Shebein Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel B'Seuda. The following matters, meaning the topic of the entire Perek essentially, are different disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with respect to the halachas of Seuda, of meal times. The first point of discussion is the question of what happens on Friday night, say, or on Yom Tov night, when one makes Kiddush. So when one makes Kiddush, he has to make two separate brachas. One bracha he makes is Mekadesh HaShabbos, if it's Shabbos, or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, if it's Yom Tov. So it's a bracha on the day. And there's a second bracha to be said, Borei Pri HaGafen, on the wine. According to most Rishonim, the obligation to make it over wine is just a mitzvah de Rabbanan, but there is a Shitas Rashi, even that it's a mitzvah de Raisa to make Kiddush on a cup of wine. The question is, which one should come first? The Shabbos part, the Yom, or the wine part, Borei Pri HaGafen? So, Beis Shammai is going to give us two reasons why. First should come the bracha on the day, Mekadesh HaShabbos bracha, and second should come the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen, the bracha on the wine. Reason number one is because if, conceptually speaking, what is causing the requirement to make Kiddush? It's the day, of course. Just because you have wine, you don't make Kiddush. It's because today happens to be Shabbos. So because today is Shabbos, we're making Kiddush. And therefore, Shabbos is the cause, and therefore it gets primacy first mentioned. The second reason Beis Shammai gives why the day should come before the wine blessing, Mekadesh HaShabbos before Borei Pri HaGafen, is because, chronologically speaking, what happened first? As soon as Shabbos came in, that is to say, as soon as nightfall began on Friday evening, or if you brought Shabbos in early, either way, the evening before that, so the obligation to be Mekadesh Shabbos, Shabbos is here. That precedes the advent, the arrival of the wine at the table. So again, since Shabbos came and needed mentioning, as the pasuk says, the Choros Yom HaShabbos, the Kadsho, you have to mention explicitly the words, the sanctity of the Shabbos day, mitzvah number 31, as my kids know. That happens first. Therefore, chronologically speaking, since the obligation kicked in time-wise before the wine arrived, so then the bracha should be said on the day first, since it arrives first and the chiyuv kicked in first, before the wine arrived, the Borei Pri HaGafen. Beis Hillel says no. He gives two reasons why the bracha should be on the wine first prior to the day. Reason number one is because there's the question of Kiddush being made depends upon the arrival of wine. If you had no wine to make Kiddush, you couldn't make Kiddush. So even though Beis Shammai, as he usually does, takes sort of this conceptual framework, Beis Hillel takes a very practical framework and says, listen, until we get the wine, no Kiddush to be made. So it's almost like the Talmudic principle of Gadol Ma'asa Yosher Osa, the one who causes the thing to happen, causes the person to do the good act, if you will, has more of a schus than the person who actually does the good act, the facilitator who makes it happen, the person who actually brings things to fruition. So too, the agent which allows Kiddush to be made is the wine, and therefore the wine should get the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen first. And if you'll ask, wait a second, it's not true, you can make Kiddush on bread instead of wine. So then fine, the answer, Beis Hillel would say fine, so then make the bracha Motzi on the bread prior to making the Mekadesh HaShabbos. Either way, the point is you can't make Kiddush till you get the bread or wine, and therefore it should get the bracha first. Beis Hillel gives a second reason why the bracha should go on the wine first, and that is there's a general rule called when you have two brachas to be said, and there's a conflicted question of which one should come first, the rule is tadir v'she'enu tadir, tadir kodam. If you have two blessings and one is more tadir, more frequently mandated than the other one, then the she'enu tadir, the less frequently required one, then tadir kodem, the one who's more frequently mandated, that's the one that should be kodem, that should come first of the two when you recite them. Now, just as a point, a side point, an important point. The pshat here, the lumdus, isn't that one says Borei Pri HaGafen, for argument's sake, seven times a week because he drinks wheat wine every night for dinner, and he only makes Mekadesh HaShabbos once a week on Friday night. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, that's not tadirus. Tadirus means, frequency, means how many times or how frequently the halacha requires a bracha to be said. So, in other words, the most tadir bracha isn't Asher Yatzar. That's not the pshat, because Asher Yatzar is said whenever it happens to be said. And same, doesn't matter if you happen to, for argument's sake, drink wine less or more frequently, that would make it more or less tadir. What makes it tadir is, for example, not just on Friday night, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen, but also on Motzei Shabbos with Havdalah, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen. Similarly, when you make a wedding, you make a Borei Pri HaGafen, and so on and so forth. There are times when a Borei Pri HaGafen is required, halachically, more times than just the once a week. making Mekadosh HaShabbos. And that being the case, since the Bray Pergaf is more tadir, it's more frequently required, the bracha goes on the wine first, says Beis Hillel. So let me show you the words inside to you now. The words are scant. They say again, El Devar Mishabain Beis Shammai Beis Hillel B'Seuda. The following things are disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with respect to the halachas of meals. The first is Beis Shammai Omrim Mavarch Al Hayom. First you make the bracha on the day, Mekadosh HaShabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. And then you'll make a bracha on the wine, Bray Pergafen. Again, the two reasons why. Number one, because the cause of the need to make Kiddush is the day. And second of all, temporally speaking, chronologically speaking, the day arrived first before the wine. And Beis Hillel says, no, Mavarach al Hayayin. First make a bracha on the wine. V'achar kach, Mavarach al Yom. First make the Bray Pergafen. And after that, you make the blessing, Mekadosh HaShabbos. Here's two reasons again. Number one, because without the wine, you couldn't make the bracha, so it makes it happen. Therefore, it gets the bracha first. And secondly, tadir v'she'enu tadir, tadir kodem, the more frequently required bracha, Bray Pergafen, gets prioritized prior to, ahead of, the reciting of the Mekadosh HaShabbos or Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Again, of course, halacha and all these things will be like Beis Hillel, as it is always throughout Shas.